In CI News this week, peers exposed significant failings in Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill. Investigations over non-crime hate incidents have been ditched by the Metropolitan Police in the wake of the Linehan debacle. And a baby born at 22 weeks celebrates his first birthday at home. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 24th of October. I'm Jenny Olson. A House of Lords Select Committee has heard expert evidence denouncing Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill. Two more days of evidence are scheduled for next week. Representatives from a variety of medical organisations and the former chief coroner provided evidence for the committee. Many of the witnesses had grave concerns about the bill.
The whole question of making decisions for assisted dying is against everything that I've been trained in and I've practiced for 30 plus years, because the outcome at the end of life has been we will support and care for you and provide palliative care as best we can in the circumstances.
Are there any populations about which you have particular concern in terms of this bill?
Yes, we've been clear from the outset that social care in this country is in crisis, and people are not getting the services that they are entitled to. And if you're not getting the care services and support services that you're entitled to, an assisted death may be something which you wouldn't have considered otherwise.
Do you agree with that? People have got an absolute right to commit suicide.
No.
You don't?
No. When the Suicide Act 1961 was introduced, it was not the policy of the law to condone suicide. That's why we have suicide prevention measures.
Kim Leadbeater has been accused of hypocrisy after she attended an event on suicide prevention, calling it a powerful reminder of the need for continued work on suicide prevention. Writing for The Critic, Adam James Pollock commented, "It is morally nonsensical to advocate for greater support for suicide prevention while simultaneously spearheading the campaign to legislate for suicide to be provided by the National Health Service on behalf of the state." The Metropolitan Police has announced that it will no longer investigate allegations of non-crime hate incidents. Although incidents will still be recorded to monitor patterns of behaviour, a spokesperson said ending investigations will enable officers to focus on matters that meet the threshold for criminal investigations. The Met confirmed in a statement that Graham Linehan will face no further action over suspicion of inciting violence against men who identify as women on his social media. The commissioner has been clear he doesn't believe officers should be policing toxic culture war debates with current laws and rules on inciting violence online, leaving them in an impossible position. As a result, the Met will no longer investigate non-crime hate incidents. Director of the Free Speech Union, Lord Young of Acton, urged other police forces to follow suit and also to stop recording incidents in such a way that they can show up on enhanced DBS checks. 10-year-olds in Dumfries and Galloway are using the highly addictive drug cocaine. Linda Dorward, councillor for Lochar and a member of the Dumfries and Galloway Alcohol and Drug Partnership, raised the issue at a recent council meeting. She said preventative action was needed to protect future generations from using the Class A drug. Dorward expressed dismay that youngsters in the region were taking the illegal and dangerous drug, but acknowledged it was part of a wider problem in Scotland. She called for drug prevention work to look ahead at how we can change behaviour in our 5 or 10-year-olds to ensure that they're not repeating the same behaviours as they are now at 10 and 15. The councillor advocates the Icelandic prevention model, which encourages more youth activities, strengthened family bonds, and a 10 p.m. curfew for under 16s. And finally, a baby born at 22 weeks celebrated his first birthday at home in Mississippi after almost a whole year in a neonatal intensive care unit. Gabriel Golden weighed just 17 ounces when born and was put on immediate breathing support due to his underdeveloped lungs. His parents were told he was not expected to survive the night. Gabriel continued to have issues with low oxygen levels. He was diagnosed with chronic lung disease and given a tracheotomy to help him breathe. Now he is home, Mum Caroline said it is overwhelming, but in all of the best ways. Dr. Megan Ransom, who treated Gabriel, shared that taking care of babies like Gabriel, who have developed chronic lung disease from their extreme prematurity, is one of the greatest challenges and one of the greatest joys in medicine. She said her medical team have a lot of hope that babies born early can grow and thrive, with lung development continuing through childhood. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.